Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to 29. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to 29. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew at that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on each side. Then the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and charioteers, chased them into the middle of the sea. But just before dawn, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw their forces into total confusion. He twisted their chariot wheels, making their chariots difficult to drive. "Let's get out of here, away from these Israelites," the Egyptians shouted. "The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." When all the Israelites had reached the other side, the Lord said to Moses, "Raise your hand over the sea again. Then the waters will rush back and cover the Egyptians and their chariots and charioteers." So as the sun began to rise, Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the water rushed back into its usual place. The Egyptians tried to escape, but the Lord swept them into the sea. Then the waters returned and covered all the chariots and charioteers, the entire army of Pharaoh. Of all the Egyptians who had chased the Israelites into the sea, not a single one survived. But the people of Israel had walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, as the water stood up like a wall on both sides. My theme for reflection is navigating the confusing path to freedom. Navigating the confusing path to freedom. Have you ever experienced a moment in life where you thought you were finally free from a challenge, only to find yourself facing an even greater obstacle? How did you respond to that unexpected twist? The journey to freedom can often feel like a long, winding road filled with confusion and unexpected turns. The story of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt illustrates this perfectly. While it may seem straightforward as we read it today, the human experience captured in this narrative revealed a journey fraught with confusion and fear, much like our own life journeys. Imagine the Israelites recently liberated from slavery and now camping by the sea. They had not only gained their freedom, but also received reparations from the Egyptians, living with wealth. Yet their joy quickly turned to terror when they saw Pharaoh's army pursuing them. The very freedom they had tasted was now under threat of being snatched away. Pharaoh, having changed his mind about releasing the Israelites, assembled his chariots to reclaim them. The Israelites, overwhelmed by fear, lamented to Moses that they would have been better off dying in Egypt than facing slaughter in the wilderness. Moses, trying to calm their fears, assured them to stand still and witness God's salvation. However, God had different plans. "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." Contrary to Moses' instructions to stand still, God commanded them to move forward, stepping into an uncertain future. As they moved through the sea, the Egyptians pursued, only to be thrown into confusion by God. In a desperate realization, the Egyptians acknowledged the Lord's power. "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. God then instructs Moses to stretch out his hand, causing the waters to return and drown the pursuing army, finally securing Israel's freedom. My dear friends, this narrative is filled with reversals and divine interventions, and it mirrors our own spiritual journeys. Just as the Israelites faced moments of fear, confusion, and divine deliverance, we too encounter times when God's path seems unclear. Yet through it, God's presence guides and protects us, even when his ways seem perplexing. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you experienced a moment where you felt God was leading you in a confusing and unexpected direction? How did you respond? Number two, how can you cultivate trust in God's guidance even when the path seems uncertain or daunting? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your steadfast love and guidance, even when the way forward seems confusing and uncertain. Help us to trust in your divine plan and to move forward in faith, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Strengthen our hearts and give us the courage to follow your lead, even into the unknown. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.